Hare Krishna. The best is not as important as the best for you. We live in a very competitive culture wherein the focus often is on being the best and being the number one, being the topper, on superseding and excelling as compared with everyone else. And often this focus on trying to be the best makes us indentured, bound to an external definition of success that is foreign, even alien, to our innate interests and talents. So rather than trying to be the best or worrying what is the best, we need to focus on what is the best for me. We are all different individuals. And an apple, if we put it in a competition with a mango, or if we put a sugar cane in competition with grapes, they are different and they cannot be compared like that because they are different fruits. So we may say that this fruit is my favorite. My favorites are grapes, my favorites are mangoes, my favorite are apples, whatever. But we cannot really compare different fruits directly. Similarly, different people are of different natures. And the broad, the Bhagavad-gita's philosophy divides human beings into four broad types: Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. So these four types are the four kinds of people. They are not castes as often thought to be, but they are four human types. They are the intellectuals, the administrators, the business people and the general assistants. So these four are broadly human types. And if one particular type is glamorized and is considered to be the successful, considered to be the standard of success, then that does injury to people who are not in, whose nature does not gel with that particular definition of success. So for example, in today's world, say wealth is considered to be the defining characteristic of success. So the wealthy are considered to be successful. So if that is the, if we make that as the defining characteristic of success, then people who are Brahmanas, Brahminical people, intellectuals, even if we don't consider spiritual intellectuals, even if we consider intellectuals in today's world, say for example professors or researchers or authors or scholars in general, they will not earn as much as they would if, as say, business people. And at the same time, if they try to become very commercialized, very money-centered in their approach, then they will end up not doing justice to their vocation. Intellectual work. Also, it's not that intellectuals are meant to live in poverty, but money is not the primary purpose of the life of intellectuals. So that if intellectuals are judged not by their intellectual caliber, but by their financial status, then the intellectuals, by becoming wedded, indentured to a wrong definition of, into an incompatible definition of success, will be doubly miserable. Miserable because, first of all, they often don't have the savvy to be constantly focused on money. And secondly, they, by choosing money, by pursuing money primarily, if not exclusively, they can no longer make the intellectual contributions that would be very positive for society. So, the intellectuals need to focus on what is the best for me. Not what is the best, but what is the best for me. And the Bhagavad Gita points to this when it says, Shreyan Sadharmo Viguna Paradharma Sanushtitat. So, Sudharme Idhanam Shriya Paradharmo Bhayavaha. That acting according to our nature is far preferable to and even embracing defeat or destruction in that well, acting according to nature is far preferable to acting according to someone else's nature. Because when we act according to someone else's nature, neither can we gain satisfaction nor can we make any substantial distinctive contribution. But when we act according to our own nature, we can both gain inner satisfaction and we can make tangible outer contribution. So rather than letting our lives be determined by some external conception of what is the best, we can, by understanding the broad human types as explained in the Bhagavad Gita and by observing our own nature, choose a course of action that is the best for us, and thereby we can optimize our satisfaction and contribution. Thank you. Hare Krishna.